This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, top Wall Street women say technology can help close the gender gap. What more needs to be done to provide these opportunities? We'll find out after these tech headlines. Many thought Lyft, the ride-hailing underdog, was doomed. Many were wrong. Lyft prevailed. Instead, the company with the hot pink logo will beat Uber to the public markets Friday after pricing its IPO Thursday at $72 a share, raising $2.3 billion. The Wall Street Journal's Elliot Brown.
It's sort of this strange tale in capitalism of how we have a situation where these companies just felt a need to really just compete based on fundraising and then try to beat each other based on cheaper fares. And so the resulting 7 to 10 years of that was billions upon billions being raised by the two combined.
At its IPO price, Lyft has a market capitalization around $20.5 billion. An evaluation on a fully diluted basis of $24.4 billion. Amazon says it is adding 800 new tech jobs to its tech hub in Austin, Texas, expanding in a city that was on its short list for its second headquarters. The new jobs will be in software and hardware engineering, research science, and cloud computing. Amazon also said it would move to a new 145,000-square-foot office in Austin in 2020. And has committed $7 billion to Texas since 2011, so far adding more than 22,000 full-time jobs in the state. Federal officials are accusing Facebook of unlawful discrimination by allowing real estate companies to target potential customers by race, religion, and other factors. It also signaled that other online advertising platforms are in its crosshairs. The Department of Housing and Urban Development said Facebook violated the Fair Housing Act by restricting who can view house-related ads. The department has sent letters to a number of tech companies, including Alphabet Unit Google and Twitter. Among other things, HUD charged that Facebook's machine learning predicts likely responses to an ad to help determine its distribution. And according to the agency, that can effectively become a source of bias against protected groups itself. Coming up, how Wall Street women are using tech to get ahead. Tech advances are supplying all sorts of new tools in all sorts of industries, in particular, Wall Street. And as such, new paths are opening and giving women in particular an opportunity to step up. At the Wall Street Journal's recent Women in Finance event in New York, Morgan Stanley Vice Chairman Susie Wang explains the importance of technological training and how it's key to advancing in a workplace.
I think we have to be very conscious in how we train people. So, the first thing, my first day of training at Morgan Stanley as an analyst was how to use your HP 12C, right? That had a lot more buttons on it than the calculator I had in college. So, I think we need to train people in the sort of technical skill sets. But then I think what we have to be very conscious of is how you get women through the mid-levels of their career and into the senior levels. And to me, that's a conscious view of what does it take to become a rainmaker. And so we need to give people tools on how do you go from being a great worker bee and a great number three or a number two, how do you become the number one person on the team and be the person that people look to for advice or to bring your firm resources to bear on a problem.
For many women, a career is a balancing act. JPMorgan Chase's head of North American mergers and acquisitions, Anu Iyengar, notes the beneficial things technology has done to change work and perspective throughout the years.
As I was growing up, a lot of the times you were spending in the office in your early parts of your career, just getting your three-statement model to balance. And finding, and you're sleep deprived, and you're trying to figure out exactly where the error is and making the math work. And today, there's a lot of this that gets done through technology tools automatically. So I think the total quantum of what it is, the effort that you needed to produce the same output is now different. And the effort is less about sitting in the office at your desk and doing it. And it's much more cerebral and thinking that lends itself to doing it wherever you are. So yes, you require the mental space, but you don't have to physically be in the office. But having said that, travel, that hasn't changed, right? I keep having this discussion about, yes, you have really good technology, so why is it that you just can't video conference into things? There is, I mean, all of you can tell, right? There's no way to truly understand what somebody is trying to say, read between the lines, read a boardroom, figure out who's convinced, who's not, without being in the room. At least I'm not smart enough to. So you still have to travel. I think that element is there. I don't know where the future will change that. But there's a lot other things that have changed either in society or in terms of tools available to do the job itself, which is different. And the last thing I'd say is there's the cultural change as well, where it is no longer a badge of honor to say, I worked 100 hours a week and I didn't sleep and I didn't go home because, and this again, I admire the millennial generation. Right now, if you do that, you're an idiot. Right, you just weren't smart enough to get your work done on time. And that's the healthy way to think about it.
However, it's noted by SUNY Harford, head of investments at UBS Asset Management, that the power of tech advancements is a double-edged sword, especially on Wall Street.
If you're in sales and trading or you're in asset management, technology is great, but it's replacing the jobs, right? So what you need to be doing is investment banking or M&A because advice, a computer cannot do that.
Yeah.
But if you're, the regulators are helping it along as well, right? So if you are at a MIFID, you know, you can't pay for research. So what's the research person adding? If you're in, again, sales and trading, how our best trader at Citi was the computer in FX, right? So in asset management, I'm terrified of robo-advisors, right? That is, again, I really pray every day that I'm going to outperform them because otherwise, what do we do as people all the time? So it's definitely a double-edged sword, and the industry has to pivot huge to change the direction we're taking and the value add that we're providing to our clients. It is not what it used to be. It's not the best relationship. You can have the best relationship in the world on an equity desk, but I got to tell you, they're trading best X. They're trading with price, and that's the only thing they're going to be allowed to trade on. And they have to prove it, by the way. So no, you can't take them out to dinner. And by the way, you can't take them out to dinner because they can't go to dinner because they have to write a receipt and they have to pay for it themselves. Right? It's a very, very different industry than it was.
But Anu says success comes down to relationships and trust, which perhaps women are learning how to balance with the new technology that's helping them along the way.
For many of the times, it's a CEO's legacy. It's the company's legacy. It's the most intimate thing that the company or that CEO is doing in their life. And you have the privilege of being the trusted confidant of that person. And that, to me, is the much cooler side of it than getting the maths right. Yes, there is, you know, there's a high, I guess, in early parts of your career to getting the maths right. But I think understanding it and interpreting it and truly being there and providing advice, I think that's what is the interesting part of what we do. And technology allows you to spend more time doing that and less time kind of, you know, getting the math right.
For more on the Wall Street Journal's Women in Finance event, head to WSJ.com. That wraps up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.